the significant thing to understand is that the harassment by the police of people in communities of color takes place every day in one form or fashion. Unnecessary arrests, bogus tickets, just verbal disrespect, sometimes excessive use of force. These are daily practices in the lives of people of color. And the resentment builds and builds and builds. And then when you have an egregious incident where a black man dies at the hands of a police officer and Ferguson white officer shooting an unarmed black teenager, it is more likely to set off an outburst of anger and of protest that would not have taken place if the incident was completely aberrational.